Oh.
M. Mom!
And welcome to the Sissy That Talk Show podcast. I'm Joseph Shepherd, and today I am joined by somebody extremely special to me. It is Miss Adore Delano.
Hi, so good to be here.
We had a lot of fun over there on the show, but mm-hmm. now we're doing a little pod, yes. So a little bit more relaxed, subdued, and just chit-chatting about what's been going on in our lives since 7 years ago.
Right, a little ASMR.
A little ASMR. Do you like ASMR?
When I'm really tired. If not, then I just skip it for Terry Joe.
Terry Joe! Oh, you love Terry Joe?
Love Terry Joe.
Terry Joe's amazing.
That's the homegirl.
Guys, if you don't know who Terry Joe is, you are missing out. She is on TikTok.
She is single-handedly carrying TikTok.
She could magically walk around Christmas time,
mm-hmm.
and now she's back just sitting down.
Well, with the Lord's help.
Yes, she with can the Lord's walk, help.
For
yes,
sure. You can get blessed by Bernice. Yeah.
Have you tried to?
I have been live with her.
You have been?
Yeah, when I was like drunk twice.
Did she know who you are?
Yeah, she's just playing my music. That's why I went on with her. She's talking shit, and I was like, I went live with her, and I was drunk. I watched it back. It was pretty cute. She's super yeah. cool.
You didn't like snort poppers like Madonna, did you?
No, it was after.
Okay.
We got a good gold rush after that.
She went, are those poppers?
Are those poppers?
Are you a big TikToker?
I am, yeah. I don't really post that much, but like, yeah, it's fun. I'm on it like all day.
Just watching.
Yeah, just watching. Like, I don't really like go on it like unless I'm on it all day.
Yeah, what is your feed like? Like, what videos come up?
I'm on it all day. My feed is basically, like, skateboarders, makeup, like, these annoying social justice warriors,
uh-huh.
and then a bunch of, like, old clips from, like, Jenny Jones and Sally Jesse Raphael, like, randomly, and then, like, some of me making out with random strangers in Brazil a lot of the times on stage, and just, like, it's pretty cool, yeah. A lot of 2000s and 90s nostalgia, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, so there's just accounts that post you making out with people?
Yeah. I used to do it during my tour, during my DTF bit, and I would pull somebody up on stage like Janet Jackson used to give, you know, lap dances, except pre-COVID, you can tonsil hockey a motherfucker for just the gorgeous price of a video.
Did it ever, like, scare you that you could get sick and strep or?
No, I thought I was going to die at, like, 27. Who cared? You know, at that time, I was like, bring it on.
How did you want to die at 27?
How did I want to die? I didn't want to die. I just thought I was. Jesus Christ, Joseph. No, I thought I was going to die at 18 when I was like super young. Because I knew I came out when I was like 12.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I saw, at least in my neighborhood, I thought that's all it was for gay people. I thought that's what life was. We were going to get treated like that everywhere. Until my mom started taking us to Hollywood. And then I was like, holy shit, like, this is mine. Like, this is mine, which is where...
Your address is Hollywood.
I was literally going to say
that. Were you about
to? Fucking pinche bruja. That's where I got the lyrics for my address is Hollywood. Just, like, the times of, like, 12 and up, my mom just showing me different culture, like, the subculture of the gays and just, like, the party nightlife. And I was like, oh, it's over. I'm going to die here. Yeah.
And you'd be buried in the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. But I was always going to be famous. Always. There was always. Nothing going to stop that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I felt it.
You felt it.
Yeah.
It was an energy.
It's definitely an energy. And I agree that when you feel like you have star power, you can put it on and you can put it off. You can make an entire room stare at you and you can make an entire room not even notice you're there. You can put the invisible cloak on. And Marilyn Monroe speaks a lot about that, and a lot of people can do that. And Rue's one of them that can do that too, I noticed. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So, growing up, you were in where?
Azusa, California.
Azusa, yes.
Which is San Gabriel Valley, which is like roughing it for a queer kid, for sure.
Have you been back?
Yeah, I was just there for I was there this weekend for my nieces and nephews. I gave them their Christmas presents. Got to see my mom, my uncles. Yeah, it's just, and they're tearing down my middle school. They tore down my high school already. It's just super sad. Yeah.
Wow.
Super sad, but whatever.
Are you, what are your, what does your family think of your career and what you are doing?
My family don't really talk about it.
Really?
Is that weird? I find that I don't really have much to talk about with anybody except for like my manager about it. My family, it's just unrelatable, which is kind of sad, like not to get like too deep or whatever, but there's nothing to really relate to when I say like, oh, like, ooh, missed my flight to England. Like,
yeah,
it just sounds stupid. Yeah. Or like if I'm complaining about something, it seems like minuscule compared to something that my brother could be going through. So I try to be considerate of just all of that stuff. But it's crazy.
Do they try to relate at all? Or
My brothers are cool. Like, I have a really supportive family, but it's just kind of like picking. You gotta be considerate. You can't really be complaining about some bullshit when somebody's going through something that's real. I mean, really though, it's true. Yeah.
It's funny though, because I do the same thing with my mom. I don't necessarily talk about like my career, what I do for work, but sometimes she tries really hard to try to show she's supporting.
Yeah.
And so the other day she was on the phone, she goes, you know what? I'm watching that show right now.
Aww.
And I said, what show? And she goes, oh, you know, the one where it's those, and she tries to be so politically correct.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's the, is it the transgenders? I said, Mom, are you talking about Drag Race? And she was like, yes, yes. I go, oh, that's Drag Queens, Mom.
I was like,
there you go. And
she's trying.
She's trying.
That's,
she's trying it
that's
out.
That's super adorable. That's angelic.
Yeah.
I love that shit. But yeah, at least she's trying.
Yeah, at least she's trying.
Can't bang on her for that.
You have done your global tour for Party Your World, and now you're doing your U.S. leg. Or is it North American? How is it?
It's the U.S. for now, but we're talking about some Canadian dates in the summer, and yeah.
How many dates do you have?
As of now?
As of now for the U.S.
Oh, for this tour specifically, yeah. I have, I think 22 or 21 cities, yeah.
And how many days?
What?
And how many days? Like, are you doing, like, 22 and 30 days? Like, are you
back-to-back? Oh, yeah. Like, literally only have, I think, 4 days off. I think four, like, proper days off. Yeah. They're all travel days or just, like, yeah. But I love it. Like, once I start working, that's when I'm just beast mode. Can't complain. Very grateful.
Yeah. Where can people buy tickets?
People can buy tickets at adoredelano.com. You can get your VIP tickets and general admission tickets. First show starts January 31st at Whiskey A Go-Go here in Los Angeles.
What's VIP?
VIP, you get to meet me and just be a cool motherfucker, you know? I'm not really, like, normal meet and greets. I try to be kind of chill, kind of trying to, like, be, like, their homie. They know me by now. I've watched all of them grow from, like, 12 years old to college now. It's pretty weird.
That's pretty dope,
though. It's insane. I'm not exaggerating. Gina literally freaks out because I know all of them. I'm just like, I've watched her grow since she used to come here when she was like 13 with her mom, 12 years old. Annie was like 11. Like, I know all of them. Yeah. It's wild.
That's so funny because, like, I know anytime there's any mention of you or anytime I put up a video or, like, even asking for the questions, your fans are diehard.
They're weirdos. Yeah.
They'll be in my inbox. I'm like.
Yeah, they're wild. I love them.
They're great.
They're life-changing for sure. That's why I kind of had to, like, stop getting so involved because, like, I would really, like, get involved in their stories and, like, what they would tell me, meet and greets, and have it affect me. So I kind of, like, try to level out with them and be like, we're here to have a good time. We're not here to, like, you know, we're here to just kind of, like, forget about all that shit right now. Like, that sounds kind of sociopathic, but you paid a ticket to come and party and have fun.
Yeah.
So we got to leave that at the door, and then we could talk about it later.
Yeah.
We could talk, or before. We can have a little gig, but.
Yeah.
Get a drink and chill. Like, we're here to forget about our problems and sing along to some bullshit.
Yeah. What's your favorite song to perform?
My favorite song to perform?
Of yours.
Of mine?
Yes.
Oh, that's a hard one. I like challenging songs. I like singing Three Flowers. That's a new one. That's really, really challenging vocally, but I love it. Like, anything that scares me, I'm like, give it to me. I want to do it. Like, I read Drew Barrymore's book, Wildflower, and she says, Have you read it?
I haven't, but I love Drew Barrymore.
I love her. She's chef's kiss. But she's like, do everything that scares the entire shit out of you, because that's the only way you're going to, what's common sense, but like that's how she grew as a kid, she said. So I was just like, I'm scared to read this or teleprompters or this. I'm like, bring it on. Let's just figure it out. And then it's all fun and figuring out.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So that, what's your least favorite song to perform?
Least favorite song to perform? I like performing everything. I wouldn't put it in my act if I don't like it. Really, I'm even doing DTF this year, and I'm like, I like performing that because I get a kick out of like their reactions.
But anytime I think of people doing their least favorite songs, I think about that Britney Spears tour moment where she's like running backstage, and then she's like, "Oh my gosh, I forgot about Sometimes. Who cares about Sometimes? Fuck it."
Love that. Love that. I'm trying to think now. What song do I not like to sing? I don't know.
Do you like
all of them.
Do you like your earlier stuff or your newer stuff more? Like, is there like, because I think that your sound has evolved so much, and I feel like every album that you put out is like a completely different music journey.
Mm-hmm.
You're not like it's almost the like same it's every like, single time.
It's almost like it's like 3 years apart or something.
<'Cause>
it's
it is.
Almost like 3 years apart every album. Yeah, so yeah. It's like, you're just figuring it out and just listening to sounds and getting inspired by different things as you go through the motions of whatever life throws at your bitch ass. But no, the new stuff, I want to go back to like the earlier sounds, like not like the sounds, but like more of like put more pop elements into it. But I don't want to lose like my edge. I'm Scorpio rising, you know, I'm God.
Well, guys, while we go ahead and take a break, go ahead and look up your horoscope. Figure out what your zodiac sign is, because that's how you can relate to Adore Delano. We'll be right back. And we are back. It is the Sissy That Talk Show podcast. I have the absolute pleasure of chatting with Miss Adore Delano. We've been chatting about tour life and songs that she loves to perform and not perform. And now I want to get into, are you a horror movie fan?
Really?
Well, I asked it on purpose.
Oh. I'm a huge horror movie fan. I'm a horror movie junkie bitch ass. I went to see Megan last night.
Okay, we need to talk about Megan. What did you think about Megan?
Okay, do you want my like honest opinion?
I want an honest opinion.
I'm like a horror movie fucking junkie, man. Like, I can tell you like the vibes. I liked it. It's like a 7 out of 10 for me.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a solid movie. I mean, it was funny, had like vibes, nothing too original. Death scenes were cool.
Death scenes were cool.
Yes. Thought they could have used a little more CGI when it came to like the transitions of like her movements.
Yeah.
Thought it was a little like campy in that aspect without even trying. So I think they camped it up a little bit more because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, good kills, 7.5 out of 10. Because the nail gun.
I disagree with you on the kills, though.
Why?
Because I didn't see anybody get killed. You didn't see anybody because it was PG-13, and that made me mad. I wanted some gore. I wanted some...
Oh, you wanted Terrifier 2.
Oh, yes.
Did you watch that?
Yes, I did.
Now that gets a fucking 12 out of 10 for me.
That was...
That's my type of shit.
Yes.
See, that's what I'm saying. I want to see somebody get sawed from their ball sack to their throat.
Yes.
And I want to see it all. Like, I want to see that rubber suit split in half.
Yes.
I want to see how much money you paid for that CGI blood to squirt. I want to see the coins is.
You know? Then when that girl in Terrifier 2 was... You thought she was dead, but then she wasn't dead, and she kept dying, and then her eyeball, and then it was like...
I loved that movie. I watched it once, and it usually takes me like a year to watch the movie again, mm-hmm. or like a year and a half, probably two. I'm weird. Like, I'm like, ugh, seen it, already know what's gonna happen. Hate it. Even if it's, if it's A Color Purple, that's different. Or like Never Been Kissed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are movies that you can watch like a million times. Terrifier 2, I'll add it. Because I watched it, and like in 2 days later, I was like, I need to see that fucking bitch get scalped again. Let's go watch that.
Yes.
How'd they do that? That's fun.
When we had Katya on, I scared her in a Terrifier mask.
Really?
Yes.
She's scared of Terrifier?
Well, she loves it.
Unexpected.
She loves it. Yeah, it was unexpected. It was it was a moment. But Megan, I will say it was good. It was very campy. It was for the gays.
It was definitely for the gays. Yeah. I just felt a little, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you on that. I feel you.
Didn't we try to do this with Chucky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she sang.
Bulletproof, nothing to lose. That was good.
I got so excited because they said they released the song on like the streaming platforms.
They did not.
And so I got so excited. I was in the car the other day. I hit play. It was just the 20 seconds. I said, y'all couldn't even do the whole damn song.
They should do the whole thing.
Yes, just in that voice.
That would be dope.
And then you could take that song and you can make a new trailer for the movie. And like, you know how people would do that? Yes. And they set it up for two.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the little girl in Terrifier 2? Could have done without her.
I could have done without
her.
Yeah,
was weird.
There wasn't really a story behind it. She just appeared.
Yeah. I was hoping like she would just die. Mm-hmm. Like when her face like came off and she turned around from the mirror, I was like, yay, she's dead. And then she came back. I'm like, ugh, die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I loved the mom because she was so overdramatic and it was such bad acting, but it was so good just because
it
is what it is.
I wish you would too sometimes. It was very that. Very like 70s acting, like
yes.
Halloween.
Yes.
Laurie, I hate a guy with a guy with a car, no sense of humor. It's like that type of cadence. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Or like, wow, Laurie, now you're seeing men behind bushes. Laurie, he wants to ask you out. It's very 70s, right? It's like, okay.
So true.
Yeah.
Mm. Taking a complete U-turn right now.
Mm-hmm.
The fans want to know, is Angel Baby ever coming back?
Yes.
When?
I can't say, but there's something really fun that's going to be happening with her. Yeah, soon.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Soon. You're going to be like that Christina Aguilera meme where it's like, when's the new album coming out? And she's like, oh, in February. And
then
it
totally.
Like keeps going for years and years.
You know what it's going to be more like? It's going to be like the Paris Hilton launch. It's going to be something mysterious, and it's just going to be like Stars Are Blind again. It's going to be like DTF remastered.
Okay, I tell you, I was so excited for...
It's just going to be a new music video with Angel Baby and DTF.
And I was mad at Sia. Sia ruined that
really?
Song.
People were mad at her braids. Yeah.
And people were also mad at that guy. I
Which
know that
guy?
He was a famous... I don't know. Who was the... David Byrne, yes.
Don't know her.
What are some of your favorite bands?
My favorite rock band is Spice Girls. I love the Distillers. I love Hole. Mm-hmm. I love X. Have you heard of X?
No.
It's like a punk band. I used to listen to like GBH and like Vice Squad and all those like punk bands.
Like that... the lower, yeah.
Yeah. Lower Class Brats.
Yeah.
Casualties, Circle Jerks, that type of vibe. I got my arm dislocated at a Circle Jerks tribute show when I was like 15. My brother popped it back in. It was pretty dope.
Have you ever been in a Circle Jerk? An actual Circle Jerk?
Yep. Where's the origin of place of a Circle Jerk?
I would guess an abode, a house.
Can you use it in a sentence? No, but like, what? How is like a Circle Jerk made? Is it just like you guys are all in a circle and it's just, that's it?
I don't, okay, this is what I've always wondered.
Because it depends.
Because what I've always wanted is, I've always wanted to be in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like, let's say like 6-7 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I want one hand on one dick and then the other person's hand, like I want it to be like a, like...
Hand
you
that
do
rocks
me,
the cradle?
I do this person around, 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 around. So mm-hmm. everybody has a hand on a different dick. That's what I've always wanted a circle jerk to be.
Okay. Is that a circle jerk? I thought they all just like jerk off in the canyons and go back to their wives or something. Like it's like five people that are, like live like in the mountains and they all like jack off in front of their hoods or something. I don't know. And then I think they just like live their lives as like truckers.
You know what? Do you know Katya's trainer?
Jason.
Yes. Do you know what he does?
He jerks off?
No, so they have this naked retreat.
What?
And he takes these guys on this naked retreat, and then they all paint pictures of their dicks, what they believe their dicks look like, and then they put those pictures on the ground in the forest, and then they all jerk off on the pictures of their dicks.
Why?
So then you have, like, your cum on your painting.
Oh, a haiku poem.
Yeah.
We love that. We love the embellishment of something that's already poetic, you know? Why not just add a little toaster strudel jizz on top of, like...
Why not?
You know? On top of a fucking toaster strudel dick.
Did you like toaster strudels?
No, but I like Gretchen Wieners. I like the cherry Pop-Tart.
Oh, I thought you were saying that Gretchen Wieners actually has toaster strudels.
No, her dad invented toaster strudels, remember?
I've only seen Mean Girls once.
Oh my fucking God.
And on that note, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Sissy That Talk Show Podcast. And we are back. I still haven't watched Mean Girls, but I am sitting here with Adore Delano. We're back with the Sissy That Talk Show podcast. Adore, you are a role model for a lot of girls and boys and everybody.
Yeah.
Who were your role models growing up?
My role models growing up? I don't know. I try to find people that like kind of like glittered my personality a little bit, that I kind of identified with. It was always the people that had the narrative like, you're dumb. So they took that and used it like to their advantage and made money off of it. Like Anna Nicole, Paris Hilton. Some will argue Britney Spears, Madonna, not in the dumb aspect, but like people like sexualizing their bodies. So they kind of flipped the narrative and were like, bitch, this is mine. And now I'm taking power of it. Loved any type of powerful female energy because my mom was basically a single mom growing up. So I watched her be like the rock of the family and kind of like take the role of everything. So I just identified with strong female roles, even like the villains in like Spawn. I was like, wow, look at her. She's cool. I wish they would like put a little more clothes on her when I was younger though, because I'm like, why is she dressed like this in battle?
Yeah.
They're gonna slit her legs open. Yeah. And these guys are in like metal gear and she has like her thighs and her like her V bones out. I'm like,
maybe she's bulletproof.
Nothing to lose, Megan said. Fire away. Fire away.
What is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear, cockroaches.
Cockroaches?
Yeah, cockroaches.
The flying ones?
Don't get me started. Cockroaches that fly are like fucking peacocks that are trying to fucking like ruin your life. I'm pretty sure that flying cockroaches are the men, right? Not that I'm gendering a fucking cock or a roach, but like at the same time, you have to like know which ones are like in mating season. Mm-hmm. I think the ones that try to like spiffy their wings are the guys. Guys always have small dick energy, even if you're a cockroach.
Wow. Now I'm scared of cockroaches.
Just don't flare your wings, you know?
But that's your biggest fear?
I hate roaches. They scare the shit out of me. I love rats. I love spiders. I love snakes. I'm not even trying to be edgy Scorpio. Like, I love all the creepy geepies.
Yeah.
But don't give me no roaches, bro. They're fucking weird. I don't know how long they've been alive. That's weird. You're giving me alien from the fucking underneath. I don't know what the hell. Anything else has that many legs. You're weird. Go in the sea with your cousin's fucking shellfish and fucking... what's the other one? Lobster, that bitch from down the road.
Mine is getting stuck in an elevator.
Come on.
No, because this is what I always fear. I always fear that nobody's going to know I'm in the fucking elevator.
That's why you should always travel with water and snacks. You never know when you're going to be caught in a situation where you can't get out.
I did an escape room once.
How was that?
I'll tell you this one. You need to go do it. It's called the Minotaur. It's here in LA. It's very scary, very there. They have like a live actor in there too who like can grab you and pull you. It's like this like crazy thing. So part of this escape room is that one person in your group has to get into the what do you call it when you die and you like you're in the morgue?
Oh, the morgue thing.
Yeah, and you have to get in there. So I was like, "Oh, I'll get in this."
In the morgue thing?
Yes.
Did they zip you up?
No. It was just like the actual like pulling in and out.
Yeah.
But I didn't know you had to wait for your team to finish another task. So I was stuck in this morgue thing, freaking out. And I ended up like kicking the door through and I broke that part of the escape room. But like that stuff, that freaks me out.
Wait, so you kicked it through?
Yeah.
Like the New American Horror Story, but you have strength. You kicked that shit. So now you know.
I forgot about that.
Now you know if you get fucking kidnapped or something and wake up in a morgue. Slam it. You'll have the power to get yourself out.
So you didn't get the part for American Horror Story.
No.
Do you think he'll cast you for the next season? Yeah, eventually.
I think so.
Because we had Tracy, right? Tracy was there.
Who?
Trixie.
I think it's Tracy.
I did.
Jesus Christ. I don't know how to keep up with all these
Trixie, Tracy. I call it, when I talk about you at home, I call you Adora Poblano.
Oh, I love that.
I don't know why, but...
Whatever, I love a good pepper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he will speak it into the universe. I mean, I kind of kicked ass in my audition. I just didn't think I was what he was going for because I saw what he casted, and I was like, well, there you go, wasn't it? I was giving Kylie tees, and I think they wanted like something different.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe like a Selena Gomez or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So your eyebrows are different today.
Yeah, they are. I had a baking accident last night. After my ramen went bad, I tried to make some carrot cake. Wait, do you bake carrot cake?
Yeah, because it's a cake, right?
Yeah, it's because that's what happened last night. I baked it. And it just blew up in my face. But my eyelashes were salvaged because I used this thing on them called Neuralash. Not sponsored.
Wait, so your eyebrows are bleached. Is your hair bleached too?
No, it's just shaved. I shaved all my hair off.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how did that make you feel?
It made me feel liberated. Uh-huh. It made me want to fuck shit up. It made me want to put sugar in like the mayor's tank or something for no reason. I'm not into politics around here locally, at least, but I just wanted to cause some havoc and scratch some shit up.
You know what? Did you feel like Britney Spears when she shaved her head? Do you think she felt liberated in that moment the way that you felt liberated?
Probably at the moment. You know what's sad is that it didn't happen nowadays because we would have been praising that and been like, fuck yeah, that's punk rock. But back then, we were so worried about like what your fucking butt dimples look like, let alone a woman shaving her head off. Like, really? What's next in news? Like, get a job and eat a fucking toaster strudel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, I always think about that. I always think about celebrities. And then especially like if a celebrity goes on a first date with somebody and then people start speculating, I'm always like, any first date I've ever been on, I'm like, no, I don't want to think about me going on. Like, what are we doing?
You hate like 80% of your first date.
Yes.
Like, I don't understand how that's even like a like new item. I'm like, bitch, I barely tasted like the biscuits from the Red Lobster. Oh, see? Even Alaska agrees. She's so cute. What were we talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And the last topic that we are going to do in this podcast, since you just said the word biscuits, I would like to know.
What?
What is your, like, go-to fast food option?
Oh, go-to fast food when I'm drunk or not? Because I'm not drinking anymore. But when I was drinking, Taco Bell, bro.
Like what?
Okay, cheesy gordita crunch.
Ooh.
Take the meat out, put black beans in. I don't eat meat. And then a Dorito Loco Taco Supreme with black beans, no meat. And then like a Fiesta potato or like something. Like if not that, then a cheese quesadilla. Mm. And then like a Baja Blast on that ass. A vibe.
Wait, that could be a song or like a lyric. A Baja Blast on that ass.
I'm a walking haiku.
Okay, please add that in another song coming up.
Mm-hmm. Baja I will. I'll give you 5% credit.
I'll take suggesting one.
It. Okay, fine. Won't argue with that.
So, the Adore, last question. What is next for you? What do you have coming down the pipeline? I know you said tour.
After this tour, which starts January 31st, to get your tickets and VIP upgrades at adoretodonald.com. I don't know my name. I'm going to be working in the studio right after for the fourth record and touring more. I go back to Europe this summer. Back to South America this summer, and we're working on Canadian dates, and we're booked until the end of the year already. But
there you go.
I'm blessed.
You're blessed.
Yep.
Won't tell your parents about it, but you're blessed.
I'm like a wine mom. I'll have blessed on top of my kitchen when I buy my own place in Palm Springs, like Bianca.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Have you been to Bianca's place?
Are you kidding me? Yes. I lived there for a fucking week.
You act like I live with you and I should know everything about your
Bianca
life.
Bianca gets mad if I don't split my fucking holidays with her. Like, I'm fucking have a kid with her or something. Like, my mom and her will literally, like, yell at me. My mom will be like, really? This is Christmas. I'm like, Bianca, that's my gay mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, her place is lovely. It looks like a mini Kardashian mansion. It's beautiful. Congratulations, asshole, you know?
Yeah.
And her babies. I love her babies. Baby.
Well, we love your babies, Adore Delano, and that's why we are ending this podcast right now.
I thought Raw was over.
Thank you so much, Adore Delano, for chatting with me on the Sissy That Talk Show podcast. I'm Joseph Shepherd, and we want you to subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode of your favorite on your favorite podcast app. And if you haven't already, make sure to check out the Sissy That Talk Show on YouTube so you can watch Adora and I play games, talk about raw things, sex, and all of that jizz jazz, and so much more. So do that right now because I said so.
Sissy That Talk Show podcast is a Moguls of Media and Forever Dog production. Hosted by Joseph Shepherd. Produced by Big Dipper, Joe Cilio, and Mariah Nicholas. Engineered by Margot Padilla. And edited by Doug Robertson.